You've been listening to this podcast and you've got ADHD and you've been working hard on your finances, building better habits, pausing to think before you make purchases, saving, investing, and tracking towards your goals. But you have these kids who love to spend money almost as wildly as you used to. How are we going to teach these kids about money? That's what we got for you today on the show. Welcome back to ADHD Money Talk, the show that helps dynamic but distracted ADHD brains take back control over their money in order to stress less, live a more enriching life, and open up new and amazing possibilities. There's so many possibilities for you when you have financial freedom, financial peace of mind, when you're on track for your goals, when you just are doing things that you weren't doing before and you feel great about yourself and you're doing it all. It's great. It's awesome. And that's what this show is here for. It's to help you get there to do that. That's what I love to do for my living. That's what I love to freaking do is help you. So I'm so excited that I'm still going. We're still going strong. And today we are talking about teaching kids about money, whether they have ADHD or not. You have ADHD, if you're listening to this, most likely, and you know how hard it's been. Without a question, the first thing that's going to help your kids be better with money is by them watching you become better with your money. So before we can really teach our kids about money, it is important that you continue to work on your own money situation, your own financial life, and your habits, and continuing to make progress there. And that's going to be what makes one of the biggest differences for your kids. It's still very important to set some guidelines for your kids, teach them some lessons along the way. And there's lots of things you can do and lots of ways that I think are ADHD friendly that we can talk about. Lots of cool and creative ways to help your kids learn about money in a natural and great way. And so we're going to talk about that. So the first thing I do want to talk about is how kids are all kinds of ages, right? There's infants, then there's toddlers, then there's preschool, kindergarten, middle school, elementary school, middle school, high school, you know. You can't really teach a toddler how to budget, right? So there are different ways to teach kids at different ages. And I'll be first to tell you, I am not an expert on childhood development. So I am basing a lot of what I'm about to tell you on simply what I have just read after reading a few articles. It makes sense to me. So let me just kind of recap what I've been able to absorb doing some research. Essentially, toddlers. When you have a toddler, you're going to do your best job of teaching them about money by just doing a good job yourself, leading by example. Maybe this is a great time if you have a toddler and your financial house is not in order, just the process of you getting your financial house in order, they'll be able to observe that potentially and learn something from you. Another thing you can do is talk to them about your purchasing decisions. Like you can just say, hey, Charlotte, I'm going to be buying a dishwasher soon and I've been comparison shopping and I've been looking for the greatest deal and I've been looking for the best features, the best bang for my buck, and just talking out loud in front of them about money decisions and how you're rationally deciding can help not only you continue to learn and make good decisions, but also they may be able to learn something from you just by hearing you and observing you and all of that. Okay, preschool and kindergarten. At this age, they may not really understand the value of money yet, but they might be able to understand the need to use money to get something. So like you could take them to the supermarket and you could have them have a dollar. And when they want something, they're going to have to take the thing off the shelf and then give you the dollar so that they can understand that in order to get the thing they want, they have to give something up, this money. And so that's something you can do to help teach a preschool or kindergartner about money. And they do say that by the time you're 7 years old, that you've pretty much developed your basic financial behaviors. So, you know, before the age of seven, you know, leading by example and all that is going to really help. And but before you like freak out and think that like your child's behind because you haven't taught them anything about money when they're seven, you probably have indirectly through like counting, having them count objects and numbers and beginning to understand that coins, showing them different coins and dollars and bills. You know, that's probably enough. Like you don't need to like do anything crazy during the time that they go from zero to seven. Now that your kid's getting into first to fifth grade, you know, elementary school years, they're probably going to start wanting to know more. And you can start teaching them things like how you can earn money and how money doesn't grow on trees. They might be able to understand that concept now and how money can be earned maybe by doing chores rather than purely giving your kid allowance. You could have them do chores. And we'll get into that in a little bit. You can also teach them around this age the value of saving, having clear piggy banks so that they can watch the jar fill up with money over time as you save. And that can be really good and help reinforce to your kids the benefit of saving. And also, this is a good time to teach your kid about opportunity costs. A fifth grader might be able to understand that there's alternatives to using money for one thing or another. So if your kid really wants to buy whatever it is, you know, Hot Wheels cars, like I loved to buy when I was little, then they can understand that if they buy the Hot Wheels car, they're missing out on saving that money. They're missing out on something else they could have bought. Starting to teach them about the opportunity costs of how they use their money. And this can also help maybe nip what could become impulse spending in the bud if you are focusing on having your kids from an early age think about purchases and what the trade-offs are. Because that is one of the biggest things that I teach people now is to recognize what you're giving up anytime you buy something. And going back to saving real quick, maybe you take your kid to the bank and deposit money with them so that they can see what it's all about. And they can start to understand the benefits of saving money at a bank versus just saving at home. You can start to teach them about interest and things like that. You can start to teach them about why saving is important. What are you saving for? Needs and long-term goals. So you can teach them about the importance of having an emergency fund. And you can explain sort of like scenarios why you might want to have money laying around in case something bad happens. All right, now when you're getting sort of to middle school, 6th to 8th grade, they may have already now established some pretty solid groundwork or foundation and principles of money. So this next stage in this age might be expanding on some concepts and maybe even introducing budgeting and income. You can have conversations about what your kids want to do when they get older. You know, what do they actually want to do when they're older? Do they have passions? And you can start to explore different job options that exist out there and discuss how one or the other might make more money or less money and what it would be like. It's a great opportunity to explain how taxes work, how Social Security works, and you can even start to explain things like insurance. You could do that. You could. I mean, I don't know how crazy I would have been to listen to that when I was in 7th grade, but give it a shot and let me know how it goes. Now, budgeting. You can definitely teach a middle schooler about the basics of budgeting. They may not need a budget right now, but teaching them sort of how to use one, how to set one, how to come up with your fixed expenses, your variable expenses, and that can be a good idea, and it's something that they can probably understand now that we're getting into 6th to 8th grade. You could also teach them at this point about contentment and giving, having them sort of realize that they already have a lot, and when they see their friend get a brand new video game device, that they don't need it. They can be satisfied just with what they have rather than trying to keep up with their friends and feeling jealous and envious of what others have. And you can also certainly explain around this time different saving strategies like my favorite pay yourself first strategy and how to comparison shop and teaching them some more money savvy tricks. Now, as we get into high school, it's a great time to potentially have them open up a joint account. So your teen or even just a personal one for them, a checking and a savings account so that they can start to save money. Their money can be in the checking account. They can start putting regular deposits into a savings account and they can start really having some more independence and putting some of these money principles you've been teaching them into practice. You could even start them with a student credit card, teach them about credit, the importance of credit, and teach them how dangerous credit cards are, but give them one that has a very low limit, like a student, like one that's meant for students to help them learn and also help them face the consequences if they misuse it where it's on them, but they can't get themselves in too much trouble. So that's something to most certainly consider. So that's kind of like age appropriate things to talk about with kids through the various ages. Now I want to talk about some of my favorite ways to teach your kids about money, ways that I think are ADHD friendly because it's more visual, more hands-on and clean, and just really effective at teaching at the same time. My favorite ways to teach kids about money and some of my favorite principles, really understanding that money comes not from mom and dad's wallet, but from work. So having your kids understand that money comes into existence for you to use because somehow, some way, work was done. So going to work means you have money. Not working means you don't have money. That's a very important principle to understand, that the money that you are giving to your kids, having them understand that the original source of it wasn't necessarily just from them doing their chores, which is a great way for them to earn money from you, but it's from you going out into society and providing value to others in whichever way it is that you are doing that. Okay, then really teaching your kids about the principles of saving, spending, and giving. Saving, spending, giving. Giving can help your kids understand from an early age the huge impact money can have to help others, and having them understand that at such a young age can be so powerful and formative for them. With spending, teaching your kids that you have to spend wisely, and when it's gone, it's gone. And with saving, you're teaching your kids that saving for long-term needs and bigger ticket items needs to be done regularly, it needs to be done consistently, it needs to happen. It's very, very important to save money. So one idea that I absolutely love, and it's kind of like what I always talk about on this show about having multiple checking accounts and saving accounts and giving your dollars purpose, is have your kid have three piggy banks, all clear piggy banks, like in a mason jar, instead of having one for saving, one for spending, and one for giving. So every single time your kid comes into money, no matter how it was came into, you can have them sit down and split it up in between the three different piggy banks. And this is a great opportunity to engage your kid and ask them, why, Sally, are you putting money in the giving account? What is it for? What is the purpose? What is the goal for this giving account? Who do you want to give to? Maybe they want to give to their friend when they have money then to pull from to buy their friend a birthday present. What are you saving your money for? Why are you putting in the savings jar? Maybe they're putting in the savings jar so they can go on a super special summer camp next year they want to go to. And so this way you can really have them start to think about their money and think about how they should allocate it to different places. Now, I do think at the end of the day, it's important that you let your kid decide where they should put the money, but it's a great time to educate them. A really cool idea I love to include in this particular method of having three piggy banks is to incentivize your kids to save as much as they can by doing a match on the money they save. So you can do something like you would do with your company in your 401k, where you match their contribution into the savings piggy bank up to a certain dollar amount per week. So maybe it's up to $10. So if they put in $15 into savings for 1 week, you'll put in 10. You'll match up to $10. Or you can match the whole thing. You can make it however you want. Make it fun. But that way, they know they're getting more for saving. And that incentivizes the very healthy habit and the very important purpose, really, of saving. When it comes to allowances, there is so much opportunity to teach your kids. So much opportunity to teach your kids about money. And one thing to do is, of course, having your kids earn an allowance when they complete chores so that they can begin to associate, you know, work with getting paid like we talked about before. However, I also have heard the argument and understand and get it that you want to have some chores be non-negotiable because in life, when you have a house, we don't get paid to clean the house. So teaching them also that, of course, is important, but having maybe extra chores they can do, a list of them and an amount of money they can make by doing them as part of the deal can help them really understand how work can equal more money. Okay, another idea, so many ideas to teach your kids about budgeting is to give them cash for their birthday and for Christmas as their present. And maybe you want to wait until after the secret of Santa has been revealed for giving money on Christmas. But anyways, I digress. And this may seem like a cop-out to some degree when it comes to shopping for your kids because you don't have to do any work. But hear me out. This way, when they are making their list for what they want for their birthday and for Christmas, they have to pay attention to the costs. And then when they get the money and they go to actually transact and make the money turn into the things that they were asking for Christmas, they have to be very careful in how they decide what they want and what they can get for that amount of money. And so this way, they're going to be naturally learning and instinctively learning about budgeting and how to best allocate their money to get the most value and bang for their buck. And maybe even they have such a strong savings habit at this point that they even will put some of that away. Now, another simple idea for your kids, so many ideas for your money, for your kids to be money smart is to simply talk about money more. Obviously, if you and your partner fight about money a lot, this may not be a great idea, and don't fight about money as best as you possibly can in front of your kids. But if you're in a pretty good place with your money and you're able to talk about it rationally and as adults and you have a good relationship when it comes to finances, then try talking about purchases coming up and expenses coming up in a very casual way at the dinner table so that your kids can sort of listen in into the conversation, maybe even chip in or have thoughts or ask questions and just have them learn and observe this way. So more ideas coming your way. Another great idea for your kids to learn about money is opening an investing account with them. This is something that I personally love working on with my clients. You can open up like a UTMA account or a custodial Roth IRA account for them and show them how to invest. For instance, you could ask them what their favorite things are. Maybe it's like Roblox, or maybe it's like Nintendo or Xbox, whatever it is. And then maybe you can invest some of the money into those companies so that they can actually feel like they're becoming an investor and they're not only owning the Xbox, but they're also owning the company that makes the Xbox, and they're able to sort of be an investor. And if you're going to do this, I definitely recommend talking to an advisor, not only buying individual stocks, make most of it a diversified portfolio, but this way you can get them engaged in the process of investing from such a young age and get them off to such a great start. And it'll have the double benefit, of course, of teaching them how compound interest works over time as they watch the value of this account grow. Now, like I said, use an advisor. I'd be happy to talk to you about this. Okay, that's everything that I have for you on this episode of ADHD Money Talk, teaching kids about money. I don't actually know what next week's going to be. I just got back from vacation. I'm busy and I'm going to figure it out. I'll get it out there. I'm having a blast. I'm so happy you're here. Go leave a review. ADHDMoneyTalk.com to get the ebook, to get the new budget Tetris I came out with. So there you go. See ya.